Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is October 31, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about My Fashion Republic Group acquires Luxify.com. In-app payments offered by Nets, ComfortDelGro. Simple Gym, WePay team up for integrated payments. Capitec adds Mark Kelly to Board of Advisors. Accenture, SAP and R3 build currency token prototype for connecting RTGS to Corda blockchain. Fleet spends opportunity beyond driver transaction data. Deluxe's CEO on bringing the legacy lockbox into the digital age. Now let's get started. My Fashion Republic Group acquires Luxify.com. Australia-based online retailer of luxury products My Fashion Republic Group has signed a definitive agreement to acquire Asia's online marketplace for luxury Luxify.com. Luxify.com was launched in 2013 in Hong Kong, and it has been one destination for luxury in Asia, connecting luxury shoppers in Asia with leading luxury brands and dealers around the world. My Fashion Republic Group's acquisition of Luxify.com continues its expansion, as well as it strengthens the company's position in the online luxury sector. Representatives of Luxify.com believe that My Fashion Republic Group's ecosystem will benefit their members by providing them with safer access to leading luxury brands and services. In-app payments offered by Nets, ComfortDelGro. Nets has revealed that commuters who have Nets bank cards will be able to make in-app payments for their ComfortDelGro cab rides through the cards. Through this, for the first time, Nets Bank cardholders will be allowed to use the cards as an in-app payment mode. Also, some online merchants set to provide this option soon. The new initiative is called Nets Click and it will benefit people including students under 16 who do not own credit cards. A Nets and ComfortDelGro Taxis announcement mentioned that Nets cardholders from DBS, OCBC and UOB will be offered an option to pay for their mobile booking and street hail trips. For the moment, ComfortDelGro taxi passengers who want to pay via Nets have two options, either to use the physical card or the Nets QR function on the cab. However, with the new in-app option, Nets Bank cardholders can add their cards to the ComfortDelGro booking app. Once this is done, they can authenticate their identity with a one-time password that will be sent to their registered mobile number. Simple Gym, WePay team up for integrated payments. Simple Gym has partnered with WePay to bring its users fast, reliable, and secure integrated payments. As part of the agreement, the WePay payments platform has been integrated into Simple Gym software, thus bringing its customers the reliability and security of fully integrated credit, debit, and ACH payment capabilities. Simple Gym's goal was to have a payments partner who offers instant onboarding through deferred KYC. Moreover, this feature enables gym owners who sign up for Simple Gym to immediately begin accepting payments from gym members. The company allows gym owners to sign up and manage members, simplify paperwork, handle class check-ins, track gym growth, handle member payments, and more. Its scope in selecting a payments partner was to prioritize payment security, facilitate onboarding, and a commitment to innovation. Capitec adds Mark Kelly to Board of Advisors. Capitec, a leading provider of regulatory reporting and intelligence solutions for the financial services industry, is pleased to announce that Mark Kelly has joined its Board of Advisors. Mr. Kelly's 30 years of financial and regulatory expertise will enhance Capitec's ability to offer the financial services sector the most accurate and business-critical product suite and services. Capitec's products are focused on both meeting regulatory requirements and utilizing regulatory data for enhanced decision-making and the creation of new revenue streams. Ronan Curtis, CEO and founder of Capitec, said, "We are pleased that Mark has agreed to join our board of advisors and believe his highly specialized insight into the regulatory environment will have an important impact on the development of new products as well as engagements with customers." He has a well-deserved reputation for extensive knowledge and exceptional insight into the challenges facing our clients and the industry. We look forward to working with him. Following a range of senior audit and compliance roles in large investment banks including Lehman Brothers, Salomon Brothers and Barclays Capital, and as a senior consultant at firms such as PwC and Grant Thornton, Mr. Kelly has spent the last 10 years focusing on the needs of financial firms subject to MiFID and AMIR reporting obligations. He specializes in giving targeted and actionable advice to firms to support their ability to operate in compliance with these regimes. Commenting on his role with Capitec, Mr. Kelly said, "Clients often have multiple queries regarding reporting regimes and need to be certain that their reporting assumptions and processes are appropriate. Capitec's approach, which looks at the practical realities of reporting requirements and aims to lessen the burden while maximizing the reuse of collected data, is one I fully support. I am looking forward to engaging with their business as they further enhance their already comprehensive suite of reporting products." Capitec solutions span multiple regulatory regimes including AMIR, MiFID II, Best Execution, RTS 2728, ASIC, MOS and Advanced Readiness for SFTR, providing compliance and operations teams with intuitive tools that improve decision-making and drive increased value via a cloud-based SaaS platform. It was recently awarded several prestigious industry awards, demonstrating its unique position in this competitive market. Accenture, SAP and R3 build currency token prototype for connecting RTGS to Corda blockchain. Accenture, NYSE, ACN, SAP SE, NYSE, SAP and R3 are collaborating and co-innovating to build a real-time gross settlement system that will enable faster, more efficient, reliable and secure payments between banks and customers. With real-time gross settlement (RTGS) systems, electronic funds transfers between banks occur in real time and settle on a one-to-one basis. This process is often used for high-value transactions that require immediate clearing and are typically handled by central banks. The payment platform plans to allow for integration and interoperability between distributed ledger technology (DLT) based and classic government-issued payments and settlements. The co-innovated prototype design uses currency tokens to facilitate end-to-end settlement. Currency tokens are used in preference to digital currencies in this design because they serve as a proxy for standard central bank fiat currency and use cryptography to increase security and authenticity. The prototype provides the flexibility that is essential to adopting and integrating new payment technologies while allowing banks to maintain their current payment formats. Because the current payment settlement infrastructure is highly complex and fragmented, RTGS systems that leverage DLT and cryptographically secure tokenized payments can help central banks improve efficiency and security, said John Velisarios, a managing director and global blockchain technology lead at Accenture. The RTGS prototype, designed in collaboration with SAP and R3, demonstrates the next stage of efficiency in payment systems and ultimately, paves the way to linking to tokenized assets, like equities, to create an increasingly integrated and seamless financial services ecosystem. The prototype uses the SAP Payment Engine application, which serves as the central hub for payment initiation, processing, clearing and settlement and integrates with R3's Corda platform to enable interactions with RTGS systems, delivering nearly seamless interoperability between conventional and token-based payments. Leveraging Accenture's experience in central bank clearing and settlement, and blockchain capabilities, the prototype will enable peer-to-peer payments between banks that have adopted DLT as well as those that have not. As market participants accelerate their use and acceptance of digital payments, payment providers and banks need to adapt quickly and prepare for these new forms of payments, said Falk Rieker, global head of IBU banking at SAP. The RTGS platform is designed to enable banks and payment providers to easily adopt and integrate DLT-based payments on their existing platforms, helping banks to safeguard as well as augment the value of their investments. As digital currencies gather momentum, the need for interoperability between conventional and token-based systems is key in meeting the promises of tokenization, said Kathy Minter, Chief Revenue Officer at R3. Corda was designed to execute transactions seamlessly from the outset, with the highest levels of certainty and security. Through our relationship with Accenture and SAP, R3 is collaborating with two of the tech industry's major players to provide a real-time gross settlement token-based exchange. The end result is nearly instantaneous settlements, which will reduce friction throughout the transaction chain. Corda enables businesses to transact directly and in strict privacy using smart contracts, reducing transaction and record-keeping costs and streamlining business operations. Fleet spends opportunity beyond driver transaction data. The fleet management space is a hotbed for technological innovation, thanks to solutions like Internet of Things, IoT, connected cars, autonomous vehicles and a burgeoning SaaS ecosystem designed to boost control over all aspects of fleet, from repairs to driver time tracking. The industry is slated to see a $54 billion fleet software as a service market by 2027, as PYMNT's latest workforce spend playbook notes. But as digitization and technological innovation tread deeper into the fleet management arena, fleet spend can become an increasingly complex beast to tame. The Workforce Spend Playbook's October 2019 deep dive explores the biggest challenges small and medium-sized businesses face in managing fleet operations and spend, as well as the opportunities that the newest technologies present in addressing that friction. One of the largest hurdles in this arena, the playbook noted, is off-policy spending. Recently, analysis from spend management firm Oversight Systems found that more than 60% of finance executives say their firms struggle to identify wasteful spending, while more than 40% said their firms also struggle to forecast employee expenses. A lack of visibility into company expenses, the result of a lack of platforms and systems to provide transparency into employee spending, has hampered companies' ability to identify excessive, off-policy or potentially fraudulent transactions. While adopting tools to aggregate data on employee transactions is a key first step, the playbook notes that when it comes to fleet spend management, organizations have an even bigger opportunity ahead. Technological opportunity. Driver spend is a key focus in fleet spend management strategies. Drivers on the go need mobile payment solutions that can connect back to central systems and provide visibility into their spending behavior for fleet managers. But driver payments are far from the only spend category fleet managers need to manage. Every manager needs to consider cargo optimization, route planning, scheduling and dispatch, among other functions, the Workforce Spend Playbook noted. Fuel must be purchased and vehicles must be serviced and eventually replaced. A single vehicle may last years, but managers should pay close attention to such long-term concerns to prevent operations from coming to a standstill. Analysis from FuelTech recently laid out the top five concerns for fleet managers today, with fuel cost volatility landing at the top of the list, followed by driver discovery and retention, regulatory compliance and operator safety. For more specialized fleets, there are additional challenges to consider, including shipping cost forecasting and freight cost optimization. Data is at the heart of managing all of these processes, making digital payments and spend management platforms essential to accessing the financial data necessary to analyze, forecast and manage fleet spend. In the fleet space, though, SaaS isn't the only way to capture spend data. Telematics technology has also continued to strengthen its role in fleet management, not only helping to optimize operations, but also to optimize spend. Telematics systems can support the calculation of vehicle operating costs, for instance, enabling managers to take proactive steps toward optimizing spend for that vehicle by sending a notification when it's time to change the oil or rotate the tires. Diving deeper into vehicle performance, telematics tools can also provide analytics into hard stops and quick accelerations, which limit fuel usage optimization and may lead to more frequent servicing. When combined with GPS technology, technology can promote route optimization, prevent speeding and help ensure driver safety and compliance. What's key to understand is that in the fleet management space, spend optimization goes far beyond simply aggregating driver transaction data. Emerging technologies to manage fleets not only boost efficiency, but can also lead to major cost savings in areas like vehicle maintenance, a space for which traditional driver spend data cannot provide insight. As fleet management technology continues to grow more sophisticated, the opportunities for financial analytics will increase, too. Managers who keep their fleets in good working order and finance professionals who closely monitor field-based employees' spending habits will enjoy success for the long haul, the PYMNT's Workforce Spend Playbook noted. Deluxe's CEO on bringing the legacy lockbox into the digital age. In the flurry of payments innovation, it can be difficult to remember that legacy tools remain commonplace, especially in corporate payments. Take the lockbox, for example. It's a service designed around the ubiquity of the paper check, and with checks still a popular payment tool in B2B transactions, lockbox services remain in high demand. One of their biggest benefits for users is not only its ability to offer a secure location in which to receive paper checks, the lockbox is also critical to receiving documentation about a transaction. Lockbox services may seem outdated in today's ecosystem of electronic payments and cloud-based financial management platforms. But the tool's ability to accept data along with a payment, i.e., the ability to not only receive a check payment, but know what invoice that check is for, is a functionality with which many electronic payment solutions today continue to struggle. In a recent interview with PYMNT's, Deluxe Corporation CEO Barry McCarthy, discussed the continued relevance and importance of the lockbox for corporate's accounts receivable operations today. What is the role of a lockbox today? What is its historical role? It enables payment information to travel with the payment so that the payment can be properly applied to the appropriate invoice, he said. In a macro sense in accounts receivable, it's this same challenge. It's great to get a check, or wire, or ACH, but if you don't know what it's to be applied to, you have a huge cash application and reconciliation challenge. Although receiving payment is, of course, critical, without the ability to understand which invoice that transaction is tied to, our finance and treasury executives are unable to accurately analyze which bills have been paid, which are late, or which may have an issue with the customer. This leads to greater problems of being unable to analyze customer payment performance or forecast incoming payments based on which invoices remain outstanding. Modernizing the lockbox. Although the traditional lockbox can support access to this information, the fact that B2B payments are digitizing cannot be ignored. Increasingly, companies are receiving payments not only via paper check, but in a variety of electronic methods. And while the lockbox continues to play an important role in AR and reconciliation, it no longer addresses the entire challenge as more electronic payments come in without remittance data. McCarthy said this is ushering in a new era for lockbox services in which lockboxes must become an integrated part of the broader AR process. Being able to integrate a lockbox and the data it collects into a company's electronic AR and financial management platforms is key to supporting modernization efforts on a larger scale. The emergence of faster payment networks is elevating the importance of AR functionality even more. While faster payments can be immensely beneficial in a variety of use cases, it's the ability for these emerging payment networks and services like the Fed's FedNow service, the clearinghouse's RTP, or SWIFT's GPI to support the movement of more robust data about a transaction to move along with the funds themselves that, to some, presents the greatest value add in the commercial payments space. However, McCarthy emphasized that just because a transaction is able to connect AR professionals with more data, doesn't mean the challenge of integrating that data into the broader receivables and cash management function is solved. I think there is so much complexity here because there are people that want to be paid by different mechanisms, there are different billing infrastructures, different ERPs, and millions of payees and payers that need to find connections, he said. So the probability that there is going to be one macro standard that's going to solve every problem, I think, is unlikely. The path to integration. He did note, however, that he is very optimistic about the emergence of new payment services able to move remittance data along with funds. Yet the continued diversification of payments means our and treasury management platforms will have to juggle integrating a broader array of payment methods, from Zelle to RTP, in order to solve for the reconciliation challenge. And although payments modernization continues to promote B2B electronic payments, our teams cannot ignore that paper checks and lockbox services will remain relevant, and indeed quite important, to their operations. Just like the demise of the check has been touted for a generation, that it was imminently going to go away, I think the same is true for lockbox operations, said McCarthy. Just like the check is not going to disappear anytime soon, neither will the lockbox. What is changing, though, is that R will no longer only be about lockbox management, but instead will need to focus on integrating lockbox operations along with the rest of the mechanisms through which businesses are receiving payments today. Further, R is also about planning for the future. While paper checks remain common in B2B transactions, McCarthy noted that one of the fastest-growing services offered by Deluxe Treasury is its tool allowing users to send electronic checks via email, which recipients can either print and deposit as if they were traditional paper checks, or convert to ACH for deposit. It's a spin on a legacy payment tool showcasing how there are not only new, electronic payment methods emerging, but there are also new solutions enabling legacy solutions to operate in a digital ecosystem. The same can be said for the physical lockbox, which, said McCarthy, must be brought into the digital age. Imagine a digital lockbox in the future, where payments can come in and be processed and hosted appropriately, whether that is a paper check, or by digital means, he said. That's the whole notion of integrated receivables, where the physical lockbox is part of it. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.